This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Angus Ketchock, extension entomologist from Mississippi State University. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
One possibly being people moving away from Timic, which has mite activity, to seed treatment. The fact that we've been going through more drought periods, which is pretty conducive for spider mite reproduction. We're spraying tarnished plant bugs more. We're using more chemistries in the system that may actually flare mites. We've actually moved to reduced tillage situations, which are conducive for litter and leaf litter and so forth, for mites to overwinter in the soil and create a problem for it.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
As a producer's walking through the field, one of the things we tell them to look for, rather than pulling every individual leaf, is look for that light stippling, that little bit of symptomology. If you start picking that up, even at the very earliest stages, it's at that point that we want to start pulling some leaves to actually verify that it is mite. And quite honestly, early in the season, one of the things that we'll see riding down the road is the sun will get just right, and we'll catch a little area in the field that might look off color, and that's a sure sign that we need to get to them spots and look and verify whether or not it is mites in the field. Now, once we get to that stage, we pretty much know when we get mites that we need to start changing our management programs for other insects to keep from flaring them and making the problems worse.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Predominantly, most of our spider mites are coming from ditch banks, adjacent fields, or adjacent crops. And if you back up one step further, or even closer to the winter, some of our preliminary work suggests that no matter what you do, whether it's tillage or burn down or whatever, the same thing our weed scientist has been saying forever, start clean. Don't plant into a field that's full of green weeds that are likely host to spider mites, and they may actually already be in that field. That green bridge that you hear us talk about, avoid that green bridge. It just causes problems from a number of aspects, even besides spider mites, but certainly spider mites.